Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Good morning. Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump
day.
Halfway through the week. Congratulations. Well, it's almost all downhill from here. We got 1 hour to go before noon. But anyway, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Oh, man, what's happening? Damn, it's Wednesday.
Flying by.
I just got already, man. As, a better, more normal November day today. You know, I see you with your short sleeves on.
Yeah, you didn't have to wear a full-on ski suit to go outside today.
Yeah, man, don't get that on you now because it's that quick change. But, it's, like I was saying, it's already Wednesday, halfway to the weekend, as you like to say. We're getting big games this weekend. Obviously, NFL, who's playing tomorrow night?
Oh, on Thursday Night Football?
Yeah.
Just a juggernaut of a matchup.
What we got?
Between the New York Jets and the Patriots. But at least the Patriots are good.
Yeah, at least the Patriots are good. Yeah. They should beat the hell out of them, man. But, yeah, I mean, big games this weekend. Obviously, we'll talk to Arch to kind of wrap up what happened over there in Berlin. And then we got Stink. And so, yeah, we just get ready for it. Work day for the Falcons back in the office as they get ready for a Carolina Panthers team that they should – and I think they will beat this weekend.
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
I sure hope they do. Last time they played them, they lost 30-0.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, I'm worried about it. I'm a little worried about it.
I ain't thinking about that.
Because it did happen. But,
yeah, I ain't thinking about that.
But yeah, they need to beat them.
Yeah.
They need to beat them in order to stop this losing streak. Four games in a row is quite a few to lose if you're trying to make the playoffs. If they make it five, that's probably pretty much a wrap. So, got to try to win this one this weekend.
They'll win.
Okay.
They'll win this weekend.
That's a lot of confidence.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Why would not? I mean, it's better than sitting here whining and bitching about it. They'll win.
Yeah.
They'll win.
Who's doing that?
Don't worry about it. We'll just.
Okay.
I'm definitely not talking about you.
Okay. I hope I wasn't sounding like that.
Definitely not talking about you.
Okay. Look, I mean, it doesn't make a difference whether we're confident or down in the dumps or whatever. They're the ones that have to go out and do it. But yeah, of course, they can beat the team. They're favored to win. As well, which is nice. Now they just have to actually go out and play 60 minutes of
complete football.
Yeah,
Not even complete football. Better football.
Yeah. Better football. Let me. That's where I'm at.
Better football.
It's like complete would be incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can set the bar that high.
Right.
Let's just not go 0-8 on third down.
Go 3-8.
That would be incredible. That would be
3-8.
And to me, that seems like a reasonable start.
Right.
Yeah. Like, let's not say complete would be like 6-8 or something like that. Or I mean, heaven forbid. bid 8 of 8. That's that no team does that. But I mean,
yeah, they do against Falcons in Georgia.
One of eight. One of eight would be an improvement.
Yes.
They've got one third down conversion over the last 2 weeks. So anything on third down would be an improvement. And look, obviously that's going to be a part of it as the week goes on. I think people are still there's a lot of point. I mean, we're 10 weeks into the season, 9 games for the Falcons, but 10 weeks into the season, like you've seen enough of it to kind of understand what you're looking at.
Right.
And I think the main frustration at this point is an offense that we really had high hopes for is sputtering. And a big part of it is because they can't do the thing that they told us their identity is, and the quarterback's not playing very well.
Yeah, but I mean, but that and that's why what I was talking about, you know, why, because I don't want to call it complaining because you have every right to be upset because the team is looking like crap. I get that part. I just look at it from a standpoint, I'm just talking about me. Like, I'm not going to get as mad or all that because I can't get upset and cursing and throwing stuff at something that I knew was a possibility. I mean, we called it before the season that this could possibly be what happens. This could possibly be what happens with this football team. And it's happening.
Right.
You know, but that don't make it right.
I'm in a similar spot to that too, but I also think that the you know, you're not emotional one way or the other about what happens on Sunday with the Falcons.
Right.
Right? And I'm maybe a little bit more emotional, but not all, but there are people that are listening to us.
And that's what it is all about. And that's why I always say, that's why I always state everything that I say. Everybody, you should be mad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why, I think you stop short of saying can't ever play well, but totally reasonable to say not playing well right now.
Yeah.
Also, there's context in why.
And everything.
And all of the development and young quarterback play and stuff like that. But, I mean, we all know once the season kicks off, all of the, well, this might be the way. No one cares about any of it.
Mm-mm.
Every single Sunday, you expect your team to win, and if they don't, you're furious. And 9 Sundays in, they're 3-6.
Yeah.
So that's 6 furious Sundays.
But Dave, I look at it from, you know, because the one thing I won't do is ready to punt on the season because there's so much ball left.
Yes.
So much ball left, and, you know, I just don't want to go down that road of already doing all this part, planning for next year and who's going to be in the coach and all the – I just don't want to do that because I'm like, then why the hell do I sit up there and watch every Sunday? You know, I think, you know, this team has potential, in my opinion, to be able to do something, you know, but they got to fix – and you can't fix all your deficiencies at once, but you can fix one of the things that are the reason why you're losing games. You can make more manageable third downs.
Mm.
Your quarterback can, you know, I mean, there's so many different things that could go in to, and it was two or three plays the last 2 weeks that are made, and this team wins both of those games.
That's why I'm with, I mean, look, I'm with you on don't punt on the season anyway because there's 8 left and we're going to be talking about them. So please don't punt on the season.
Right.
Stick with us. But I'm also not being disingenuous. Like if they had lost the last 2 the way they lost the Dolphins, it's a different conversation.
Yes.
Right? Like it, you know, losses are losses, but every loss is not created the same.
That is true.
I mean, they were a no-show against a really bad team a couple of weeks ago. The last couple of weeks, even though they did not win the game, they played better football against good teams. And like, I don't know how to fully explain why they seem to play better against better teams and worse against worse teams. I don't know. Hopefully they can find a way to play better against worse teams because they'll win because the Panthers are a worse team than the last 2 teams that they've played against. And you've seen it. Like they've done a lot of the stuff, not all of it, but they've done a lot of the stuff that we've asked them to do in improving from the Miami loss specifically, but even the 49ers loss and some of the other ones early in the season. That's why you can look at this Panthers game and say, yeah, I think that they're going to win because they've given you examples of stuff that they can do that can win football games. They just have to do enough of those on Sunday to actually win. Because the other thing is they've given you examples of things that they do wrong that can lose you football
games. Yes.
Which is why Abe asked the question yesterday, would you be more surprised if they went 3-0 or 0-3 over the next 3?
Neither one, really.
Yeah. I don't expect them to win all 3 or lose all 3, but it's hard for me to talk myself into 3-0 given
team. Yeah. But that's why I keep saying, I mean, and I fell into that yesterday talking about it, but I just got to keep harping about it. You got to get one.
That's right.
You know, I think that's the most valuable thing is one and not who's coming into town with their – just get one win. It's been too damn long and too frustrating for this damn fan base to sit here and look at this team that has multiple losing game seasons with losing four more games in a row. Mm-hmm. I understand that damn frustration because this fan base deserves better. They do. And I keep saying it over and over again. They deserve better, man, because you talk about the scar tissue and all those different things. I understand. I don't even, like, roll my eyes no more at some of the damn ats or mentions I get from Falcon fans. Because I don't blame you for feeling the way you feel.
Because you've watched enough of the games.
Because I've watched enough of the games
the last
to understand.
10 years to get it, of
course. I understand everything you're going through. And I appreciate it and all that. I just, like, I'm not going to go with you on that because it's still so much ball left. And you know, and I know I can only speak from experience. I was on a 3-7 damn team. I was on 3-17. This one, and we came back and won six in a row. Came back and won six games in a row. How many? And just missed the playoffs by a game. This team is better than those teams. Now, it's a different era of football, and I get all that. But it just takes that one. We hope it just takes that one. You got to get your quarterback confidence. We understand that. You got to be able to run the football. You got so many different things that you got to do. And sometimes we look at – we always make fun as the Falcons are the get-right game or the get-right team because they usually are.
They have been.
Well, use Carolina as the get-right. You know, I mean, yeah, you got your ass whipped in Charlotte and everything. If you want to use that for motivation, get ready, fine, whatever. But you got to win a damn football game in order for your – for not necessarily – for fans, for yourself, be like, damn, we can win a goddamn game. We can put together a string of drives where we're scoring touchdowns or field goals. We're not three and out all the damn time. We can find a way to get other guys involved.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. We can find a way to bow our damn neck against the run. All right, because you don't think Carolina's going to come in here with two tight ends and come straight at this defense? Yeah,
of course
they are.
The blueprint has been released.
The pass rush
people know how to beat the
pass rush is the best thing about this defense. Carolina's not going to put Bryce Young in too many situations where this pass rush could be unleashed. And as we know this, they're one of the highest pressure teams in football, blitzing teams. Somebody in Atlanta.
Yep.
They don't want to put Bryce Young in that. Mm-hmm. You know, you take people out of blitz, you run the damn ball at
them.
Yeah,
but you know how you make it so they can't do that? You get a lead.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see the offense go out there and do something
It'd
early.
It'd be perfect. Because
here's the other thing, and this is, I mean, as we sort of continue to talk about what we've seen and hope they can learn from some of what they've done, apply it forward, is there was a stretch in that game on Sunday in Berlin where the defense played probably their best 40 minutes of football between the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter. They went 40 minutes without allowing a point.
Yeah.
Like, they were getting off the field. They were getting Daniel Jones on the ground. I know Jonathan Taylor was still picking up yards, but they were either turning the ball over or causing punts to get the ball back. And in that time, the offense didn't do anything to help them.
Right.
Like, you got to – the offense has to help the defense when the defense is actually upholding its end of the bargain.
So true.
And then, look, the offense did its part at the end. They gave you a 3-point lead, and then the defense didn't uphold their end of the bargain. Yeah. Probably was because they've been on the field for
exactly.
damn 38 minutes
yeah,
at that
man.
Point, which would have been a good time. It just when you watch this team, there's so many things that are frustrating. But one of the things that's frustrating is it just doesn't seem like there's a connection between what's happening on either side of the ball. Even what's happening in the pass game and the run game, it feels like almost everything is its own entity,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everything needs to be working together
yes.
in concert.
And then,
like, when you get the ball back up 17-3 in the third quarter and your defense has gotten back-to-back-to-back stops, and then you go pass, 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 incompletion, 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 and immediately give the ball back. I mean, what are you doing? What are you telling your defense? Run the ball. Use some clock. Get that going. Like, there doesn't seem to be any feel for the rhythm of the game whatsoever.
No, it's not.
And I know there's a lot of reasons for that, but it's
also,
very frustrating.
Also, cover the freaking kicks.
That too.
Cover the freaking kicks. Cover it up. Make them earn it. Don't give them something, because you always got to earn. Every yard, what did Al Pacino say, give us under his inches and all that other stuff. He was hollering and stuff. That's true. But damn it, don't give them 40. You know, don't let them start close to damn midfield, and then a couple plays they're already in scoring range. Cover the kicks. That's another group that needs to take more pride in their damn job.
Well, and that's something we've talked about.
The coverage teams.
There's nine games they've played. We've had that conversation 4 weeks at least, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So yes, team players need to play better. Coaches need to have a little bit of a better feel for the rhythm of things. They need to clean up the little mistakes. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that has to get fixed in order to just win one game. But hopefully they can. Hopefully they can. All right. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesDC.com. We'll tell you what's trending next on a hump day. Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Looking at some of the stuff they're doing on defense when I was just rolling with Zach and how they're playing the run and doing some different things in their fronts differently. Some of the stuff that we did out in L.A. And then obviously on offense, they got, you know, Rico and their run game really going. They've done a nice job in that area. That's really kind of carried them and been their identity since about week five or so. They've done such a nice job of doing some of those things.
Yeah, that's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about some of what Carolina does that the Falcons are going to have to account for. I think pretty, you know what they're going to do. It's what the last four teams have done successfully against the Falcons, and Rico Dowdle's had an incredible season this year for the Panthers. They're going to hand it to him a lot and try to run at you.
Yep.
You have to try to stop that.
Yep.
Hopefully they can.
Remains to be seen,
that's
there, Andy.
That's my analysis.
Remains to be seen, Andy.
Try to stop the run. See how you can. I mean, last week you gave up 250 to one guy.
Yeah. Now that one guy's better.
Sure.
Yeah. But at the same time, Rico is having a really good year, man. I'm not going to take nothing away from him because he, when he gets the totes, he's the reason they won in Carolina.
He's had over 200 a couple of times this year.
In Green Bay, he had the big game against Dallas. Yeah. So, yeah, this dude can get it done from the running back position. And they don't want to put a lot on Bryce. Even the last time he was here in his building, he lit their ass up.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time he plays the Falcons. He's like 2-100 in his career, but 4-1 against the Falcons.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Oh, damn.
Those aren't exact numbers. But
that's okay.
He's won more games against the Falcons, I think, than he's won against the rest of the league.
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's not a good look.
No, because he's not very good, but he's played against these Falcons teams because he's only been in the league for 3 years.
Right.
I read a stat earlier this week that no quarterback has continued to start for a team that's played as bad through 10 games as he has in, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, you get benched when you play like he's played.
Right.
But Andy Dalton's got a broken bone somewhere, and he was the number one overall draft pick.
There it is.
So you get more leeway.
There it is.
Yeah, he's not, you know.
There it is.
He's not very good.
But
also, every time we say that, he beats the Falcons.
Every single time we say that, he tear the Falcons.
Two things can be true. He can be not very good, and also he can beat your team.
Yes.
Now, what does that say about your team? We don't have to go all that way.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we'll not underestimate the little guy and try to tackle the running back and try to clean some stuff up. Hopefully it'll lead to a victory.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think I like what you said in the last segment. Get a lead.
Yeah.
Get a lead. Play comfortable. No, don't ever play comfortable. But play it into a point where everything is clicking. Nothing is going to be perfect. Everybody understands that. But, I mean, just like I really, really hope, like the first third down on Sunday, they get it.
God, that'd be great. Wouldn't
it'd be
it?
So great if they got the first. It'd be, you know what the best thing is? Like,
the
they got third downs.
I mean,
well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, let's.
But,
let's baby
stay
step
out of third
this
down.
Stay out of third down. That'd be incredible. They did a couple times last week where they got. My favorite thing is first down on first down.
Yes.
You get 13 yards on first down. Oh, it's a fresh set of downs immediately. Look at that. You're marching down the field. Or second and one. Or like. A throw that was a pretty crappy throw that gets bailed out by a penalty.
Yes.
That happened a couple of times last week.
Yes.
Like, I guess that's not my favorite thing, but I do like that. It's like, well, he wasn't going to catch that anyway. But whatever, that's 15 yards and a first down. Let's just settle for third and two.
Yes.
Let's get to a third and two and then hand it to one of your two running backs and block it. That doesn't sound crazy,
does it?
That
sound crazy at all, dude. That I mean.
Now, getting to third and two,
that's
a little
crazy.
That's
the one. There it is right there. That's the one right there. You know, and I'll go back, and I know we'll do our keys in a couple days, but I'll give you one. Get to 30. Get to 30 totes. All right, 30 or more totes. If you can do that, if they can get to 30 or more totes, they will win this football game. I think so.
Well, history says you're correct because they've done it three times this year.
They were 29 last year, last week.
And now if they would have had that one more,
they could have got that.
They went to overtime.
They could have got that damn.
That would have been just the eke over the line.
Yeah, man.
Maybe they tackle Daniel Jones on 3rd and 21.
Got him on a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, or the kicker misses the field goal or something like that, just because that 30 number is magical. It's a function of the offense actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully they can do it. And look, I don't know. We'll talk to Dave Archer about it in about 10 minutes. Obviously, he's been thinking about it as closely as anybody has, and he'll have some thoughts on Penix and everything else. So we'll get there in about 10 minutes. Here's Kirby Smart talking about beating Texas twice last year.
Yeah, this team didn't beat Texas.
Yep.
That team, and you know, and just Texas hasn't played this team of ours. So two completely different teams, in my opinion. So I think it has zero effect on it.
Yeah, Georgia, that team last year had – hell raises off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
They had ass whoopers off the edge. That's what they did. This is gonna be a good one, man. And I think the biggest thing is because Texas had a week off,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting and they're pretty much just the healthiest they've been in a while, mm-hmm. as far as getting some of their receivers back. One of their runners are coming back. Their big time safety's coming back. So they're gonna be, they're one of the best run defenses in the conference in the country. Hell, and so Georgia's gonna have to be able to get something going in the run game, and you know, make plays when they do. The biggest thing with them, they got to find a way to pressure Arch. They got to find a way because Arch is playing so well, right? He's playing so much better. As the seasons have been going on.
Yeah, back-to-back 300-yard games, 3 touchdowns. He's played good lately.
And so they're going to have to find a way to get him off his spot and do those things like that. Now, the one thing about it.
He kind of likes to get off his spot.
Exactly.
Though.
He's an athletic kid that can run and make all the throws on the run. So that's another case where I thought they did a great job last year, and like Trevor said, but the key of it was they tackled well last year. I thought that's one thing about Georgia. They really did tackle. I thought they tackled really well last week against Arkansas. And so they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to make some plays in the passing game. They're going to make some plays down the field in the passing game. And, you know, this is the healthiest Georgia's been about. I know they got some guys out and mm-hmm. everything like that. But, I mean, you know, we're pretty much as fully loaded as we've been also. So it should be a hell of a game Saturday night in Athens.
Yeah, it should be. It should be a really good game. The thing that I think back on last year in those two games against Texas was those were the two best performances that the run game had all year for Georgia.
Yeah.
They really couldn't run the ball last year for whatever reason, but they could in those two games, and it helped a ton.
Yeah.
We got a quarterback who's playing much better right now at Georgia than either he or Carson Beck played at any point last year, and the run game's clicking.
Right.
Like Nate Frazier's going, Chauncey Bowens is going, the offensive line's healthy,
yes.
and they're playing together.
Yes.
Like, I mean, Georgia's offense is really a well-oiled machine right now.
Yes.
And I know they do a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of the screen game and stuff that makes, but it works a lot of time.
Right.
Like a lot of those passes are working. They're getting the tight ends more involved. Like, I think it seems to me like a lot of the games we've talked about with Georgia this year, and the Mississippi State game didn't play out like that. It was kind of what we said needed to do, but it didn't play out like that.
Yeah.
It was defense gets you some stops, maybe a couple turnovers. I have so much confidence in the offense.
They're playing well, man. They're playing well. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is that you see Gunners, he's letting it go.
Yeah.
He's letting it go down the field. I think that was so – because that was the thing at the beginning of the year he wasn't doing. Now he's just like, you know, and that could come with just gaining more and more confidence.
Totally.
Learning players and all those different
things. It's such a similar trajectory to what happened in year one with kind of like in that first national championship year with Stetson Bennett, where we were saying that, like, God, the throws are there.
Right.
He's being so concerned because Kirby tells him, yes. Like, it gets in their head.
Yes.
Same thing with Carson Beck that first year he was a starter. And then as the season went on, played better and better and started throwing it down the field. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Like, and it, these are three different guys with three different mentalities. I think it has to do with the coaching and what's important and what's prioritized and all that. But by November, these guys are comfortable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, you want to play your best ball late in the season. We understand that. And obviously, you know, there's a ton of implications on the line as far as postseason play and stuff like that. We understand where Texas is. If they have another loss, where this puts them at as far as their postseason hopes and things like that. So
out.
Yes, I mean, who knows?
Probably out.
Who knows? Probably out. But who knows? But who damn knows, man? And so, I mean, Georgia's got to come out. They got to play their best game. They got to try to build off of what they did last week. And like you said, get some stops and get some turnovers. And don't give up the turnovers.
College football playoff rankings came out last night. Top was the same. Ohio State was 1. Indiana was 2. Texas A&M 3. Alabama 4. Georgia 5. Georgia Tech at 16. And you know, another week, another opportunity for some of these teams to move up. Like you said, Texas at 7-2 right now kind of feels like the line is 3 unless you can win your conference championship, and they're not going to be in the conference championship game with 2 SEC losses on Saturday. And just kind of scanning Iowa, USC. All right. Georgia Tech travels to Boston College. They're 0-6 in the ACC. So you got to bounce back, handle your business there.
Beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, Oklahoma, Alabama.
That's going
to
be a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Feels like an elimination game for Oklahoma too.
Oklahoma defense versus that passing game of Bama is going to be key because they can rush the passer and they can cover. It was one more. I can't think of it. You got
the matchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, Notre Dame at Pitt.
Notre Dame at Pitt. There it is right there where their coach says, no, it's not a must win.
Okay.
It's not a conference game.
True.
He's true.
Pat Narduzzi's right.
He's right.
If they lose this one and win the next two, they're in the ACC championship game.
He's right.
They can ruin three team seasons in a row.
That's crazy.
They can beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame gets three losses.
They're out.
They're not
in a conference.
Yeah, they're not in a conference. They beat Georgia Tech. That'd be two. They're out. And then Miami would have three losses and they'd be out too.
I just can't understand this Miami thing. I guess.
What?
Because I saw, you know, they put the bracket up and I'm like, they're in. Like, it's because they were in the makeshift bracket last night. They were the 11th seed or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Huh. Very interesting.
Is that because they would be projected to? No, that wouldn't be it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I just.
They're the highest ranked ACC team.
They're the highest ranked ACC team.
That's why.
Like, how is that possible? Why isn't Georgia Tech ranked higher than them?
Yeah. You know why.
Yeah, I do. Hey, guys, each Wednesday night, that is tonight, join our guy Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Is brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation with our guy Day-Day tonight and every Wednesday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Dave Archer will stop by, as he always does on Wednesdays at 11:40 to talk Falcons. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, they need to bring it home tonight.
Well, they're playing at home.
And we can be, and
they're better at home offensively.
Yeah, and the Falcons flyover is on at night.
Oh, right.
After the game.
Oh, it's bring it home at night.
Yeah, so I'm trying to put night in there somewhere.
Got it.
But yeah, you can always listen to Falcons Flyover after every Falcons game right afterwards. It is brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you're right. By the time the game's over around 4 or so, post-game radio network.
And now with the
flyover with the sun going down,
yeah,
it'll be night.
It'll be night.
And then we
bam.
Yeah, so there you go.
See how we twined that in.
It all makes sense. Yeah. As Dave Archer joins us every single Wednesday at 11:40, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, guys. Trying to figure things out just like you guys are. Yeah. Appreciate the efforts you guys got to go through every day to try to find some answers. But, yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing.
Where are you kind of starting with your search for answers this week?
Well, the biggest thing for me, guys, is, yes, there's a young quarterback, and I know that there's a few allowances that are allowed because of that. Not completely, because, you know, this is the National Football League and you can only allow so much for so long there, especially when you got people that are coming into the league and playing at a pretty high level that are kind of at his draft class and stuff like that. So I know the patience level for the fan is starting to dwindle on the whole young quarterback thing. The part that bothers me more than maybe his inconsistencies, which you're going to get, is the inconsistencies around him. The play around him, you know, you just go back to this last game. He pumps an over route to Kyle Pitts about 35 yards downfield and hits Kyle right in the chest. He drops it. It's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. If he catches the football, it's a walk-in 65-yard touchdown. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've got a screen to Bijan Robinson in the, mm-hmm. I think it's in the, maybe later in the first quarter or early, mm-hmm. second quarter. We screen to Bijan. It's a 3-man set, Randy, to the wide side of the field.
Yep.
And Drake London takes a horrible angle to block the corner. If he just takes a wide angle, looping angle, he puts his hat on the corner. It's a walk-in 35-yard touchdown. Go back and look at it on tape. We've got a hat on everybody except for the corner.
Yep.
Bijan's going to walk in to score. And then you get later on in the game, you get Kyle one-on-one on the left side. I know you've seen this one, Randy. This looked like a Randy McMichael play where you isolate him on the corner. He wins on the fade route. All you got to do is throw it down the stem to him. Just throw it to him. And you hit the corner in the back of the head with the ball.
Yep.
That's three touchdowns I just described that are no holes barred. Nothing has to happen except do your job.
Yep.
Crazy. Yeah, and that's the part that's bugging me the most.
I understand that, Dave. Sure. I mean, because we've been saying, like, I know the third down thing is a big deal and everything, but yet you still have opportunities. If you have what you just said, because I saw the Drake London play. Obviously, I'm like, throw it out there for Kyle. And then, obviously, Kyle's got to make that play. Is that those type plays right there, is that the big reason why this team is where they are right now? And I'm not just talking about this game. I'm just talking about in most of the games.
Well, I think it's certainly why there's a dysfunction on the offense. You and I were preached to as players – that, you know, you're going to run 60, 65 plays, 55 plays, however many it is. And there's going to be four or five of difference-making plays. We don't know when they're going to come. So if you have an opportunity to play, that you have to make it. And it ultimately comes down to two teams that realize there are four or five plays that they have an opportunity to make that they've won over on the, they've gotten one over on the other team. So they're going to win on the play if they just make the play. And the team that makes more of those five or six plays in the game are the teams that win. I mean, what are you, Randy? We're one for 17 in the last two games on third down.
Yep.
And you had a chance to win both football games. Yep. When was the last time you remember that? Mm-hmm. Where you could have won both games if you just make one or two plays in the game.
Yeah, and that's what we were saying in the opening segment. It was like when we're talking about these matchups and leading into them every week saying we think that they can win, it's not disingenuous because even with those lopsided totals, 0 of 8, 1 of whatever, 1 of 17 in 2 weeks, you're in overtime and you lose by one to two really good teams in the AFC. So it's there for you. You just got to clean it up. Let me ask you about the Penix struggles, and you just – told us about three or four plays that were called. If they're executed well, it's big plays. What can they do to help Michael Penix try to get into a little bit more of a rhythm if there's anything that they can do?
Well, obviously, Andy, you know, running the football this weekend, I thought there was some success in the run game. That takes some of the pressure off. Make a play or two around him. I know that that's – I just talked about that. You know, catch the football when he throws it to you. I mean, in the last drive, or right there late in the game, I think before we went to overtime, he pumps one to Darnell Mooney. Everybody was wondering why did Raheem call timeout? Well, because he wanted to see they were going to get the kickoff. There was like 25 seconds left, so it's a normal, Randy, you know, it's a normal operation. Clock running, run the team on the field. You're not rushing to kick the field goal. You got more than enough time to kick it. So Raheem burns the timeout, 2 seconds or whatever it was on the clock, to give yourself a chance that if we can get somewhat of a return or have some decent yardage, if this guy makes a field goal, and we did. We had a chance to hit Mooney at about the 45-yard line, a Falcon 45. Yep. You know, it's inexplainable. I just don't know how to – you got to make the play. So that helps him too. You know, your anxiety as a quarterback ramps up. If I'm not sure guys are going to make plays, and now I'm trying to be perfect, and now my throws aren't quite that, and is my footwork wrong? There's so many things that are going through a young guy's mind when nobody's making plays around him, or not nobody. I mean, Drake's made some plays, certainly, but it's been few and far between. So that's the part that's a head-scratcher. Yeah, certainly Zach can come up some short throws. I mean, the first series of downs, guys, he pumps the one into Pitts drops it. That's going to be a walk-in touchdown against man coverage. He's going to 65-yard play. I mean, you leave the field with pretty good confidence after something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, he drops the ball. You come back, you reload. And on third down, they heat us up off the right side with pressure, right? He checks the play at the line of scrimmage. Kyle runs the wrong route.
Well, damn.
He calls. He sees he's going to get pressure. He checks to a hitch route with a corner soft. He's going to be able to pump him the football before the guy ever gets there. But he doesn't run the route. He just kind of wanders upfield, and the guy ear holes him. The ball's out. It's just – It's crazy, man. It's
amazing. What about, and again, you're in this game. You take the lead in this game. Dave, and I know we talked a couple weeks ago about this thing, this coverage team, Dave. I mean, it's just leaky. It's real leaky, Dave, when you look at just I got to have it. Let's pin them down, make them earn it. And then all of a sudden you take the lead, and then you give them the ball on the 40.
Yeah. Yeah, you had and it wasn't just the kickoff return stuff. Randy, you know, they found something on tape, or they saw something that somebody was doing. I think Quatoriano is one of the edge guys in kickoff coverage. And they pinned him inside a couple times. I think he's supposed to run down, and he's kind of the safety. You know how that works.
Yeah.
Randy, I'm sure early in your career, maybe once or twice before they made you the starting tight end,
It was twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know there's a responsibility. Guys are running down, go to the football, and then you got guys that are running down that are contained, and then you got guys that are running down on either side, two guys that are safeties. Well, they're pinning him to the inside, and they got to the edge, three times on kickoff returns. The one that bothered me was the punt return.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got good coverage, and guys are going to get knocked off their block. I mean, the attention to detail is staying in the lane where you're supposed to be. I didn't think was very good. I think you got some guys that aren't beating blocks. I mean, you're going to have to evaluate personnel in that system very well. You know, there's a couple of guys that I thought were repeat offenders when it came to coverage, and they'll look at that pretty hard. But that's pretty, I think that's pretty easy to fix, you know, if they go get it fixed.
How do you think they go about trying to fix or clean up some of the run defense? Obviously, Jonathan Taylor is an incredible player. He had a great game on Sunday, but teams have been able to run on the Falcons of late. You know, Rico Dowdle can run. What do they try to do run defense wise on Sunday?
Well, the biggest thing to me, Andy, in the run game this week was the explosive play. Yep. If you go back and you look, I mean, they were what, 2 for whatever on third down. I mean, they're not moving the football with any consistency either, except for the explosives. You had the 83-yard run, and then I think Taylor had another 35-yard run. Jones got out of the pocket twice and ran for, I don't know, had a 19-yard run on third down, which allowed them to get in field goal range to tie the game. So it wasn't so much that they ran the ball down your throat, is that you gave up explosives. You gave up 15-plus-yard runs. That you cannot do. And so that's second-level tackling. That's just fundamentals, putting a hat on and getting him on the ground. Let's not let him break out. We know he's going to have 5- and 6-yard runs, but we can't have the 15, 20, 83, 45. To me, that's what hurt them. And I think they can get that wrangled in. I think that's something that can be fixed. That's just a matter of tackling, fitting your run game. The 83-yard run is just a misfit in the run game. Yep. You get – you know, Jesse's right there to make a play, doesn't make the play, and then Billy gets pinned to the inside, Billy Bowman, and people forget how fast Jonathan Taylor is. He got on the edge and was gone, you know? So that's a matter of leverage tackling. They can fix that.
I know they earlier this year they went up to Charlotte and got their head beat in. But, I mean, tell me about what's going on with this Carolina team. Any different wrinkle that they might throw? I mean, obviously they had a letdown last week against New Orleans.
You tell me who Carolina is. I mean, I have no idea who they are. I mean, my goodness, they had 220 yards against us and won the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you do that? last weekend against the Saints, they had the same offensive performance and lost. And then they find a way to go to Green Bay and beat Green Bay and then get their ass handed to them by Buffalo, a team we beat here. You tell me who Carolina is. I have no idea.
An inconsistent football team that hopefully is worse on the road. That's who I'm saying Carolina is. Hopefully the Falcons.
Well, when they came here last time, Andy, that didn't go very well.
I know.
So we can't lean on, Dave, on the road thing.
I know. We can't even say anything about Bryce Young because he's bad against everybody but the Falcons. His career record against the Falcons is great. I know. We got to change it on Sunday. We appreciate it as always.
Appreciate you, Arch.
I'm banging my head against the wall, boys.
Like us all, man.
So are we. Dave Archer,
appreciate you, man.
Atlanta Falcons radio analyst, former quarterback, of course, joins us every single Wednesday at this time, searching for answers, just like we are, searching for answers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean. If
we had them, we'd tell them, and then they'd fix it.
And it's disappointing, man, because of what he was saying. I mean, you watch the play, you know, the one thing about those screens, Bunk, like that he's talking about, Drake, is that you have to go where they're going to be at, not where they are. Because if you take that angle of where he is, because what's his first reaction when he sees Bijan? He's coming up. So you got to go at an angle of where he's coming to. And Drake stepped up. And once you step up on those screens, there's no way in hell that you're going to make it back out there to get him.
It also just feels like, and maybe it's ramped up because of where the Falcons season is right now, and maybe Arch is highlighting them or we're highlighting them because they're the big plays of the game. But it also feels like every disastrous thing that happens to the Falcons is preceded by something that they do to themselves.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
The fumble on the first drive should have been a touchdown drive because Kyle Pitts drops the pass. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't happen if he catches that ball.
Correct.
Right? Same thing with the grounding at the end. If Mooney catches the pass, you're in rhythm and you're moving and maybe you get down. And same thing I guess even that's the same play where Dave was saying he checked out of it and Pitts was supposed to shorten his route and he didn't. Like, obviously he doesn't do that and fumbles and that's that. Like, all the mistake that, I won't say little mistakes, like dropping a pass that would have been a 65-yard touchdown is not a little mistake, but it's a mistake that gets made sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, they always get magnified.
Yes.
Because immediately they do something catastrophic.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And it's crazy because it happens to this team all the damn time.
It seems like every time.
It seems like every time when you have something that could be game-breaking or big-ass play, it's like, oh, the wins get taken out.
Yeah, and maybe it's just magnified because the margin is so thin for this team that every mistake feels like a gigantic one.
Yes.
When every team makes a ton of mistakes every single Sunday, but they're able to make up for them because they're doing this better, or that better, or whatever. But it's just crazy to in one Sunday. I mean, we're talking about the last game where there's three or four different moments that are kind of like the biggest moments of the game that are a normal mistake that gets made. That's immediately followed up by a strip sack.
Yep.
Oh, intentional grounding, game's over, clock runs out, got to go to overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, you took whatever all the stuff he was describing about Jonathan Taylor's long touchdown run, like just little mental mistakes that, like.
It seems like it only happens here.
Yeah, it happens, then it's 83.
Yeah. And so you got to, you eliminate those plays. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, it happens league wide.
Sure.
It happens league wide. Most teams, or not most teams, teams overcome them.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. Yes. Like you're gonna make mistakes, but you have to take advantage of the opportunities that you have when they're there.
Yes,
and they're just not doing that right now.
Yeah, and you think about it, and he, Dave, as he always does a great job of, he lays out two or three things that happens every freaking game with his team.
Yep,
it happens every freaking time. Yep. It happens every single day on time with them. Hey guys, me and Andy are gonna be out in them streets this Friday. Join us for a special broadcast. We'll be live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where we'll be enjoying all the food, the drinks, the scenic views, while getting you geared up for this big weekend of football and basketball. That's me and Andy. We'll be from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yep.
We got our wish for the NFL Sunday, probably, unless somebody clears concussion protocol. But as long as he doesn't, we got what we asked for yesterday. As it relates to the New York Giants. We'll tell you about that coming up next in an NFL No Huddle, everything else that's going on around the league in hour number two after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.